What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, government gets the International Monetary Fund's blessings to go ahead and recapitalize National Investment Bank despite an earlier pushback on this move. Also coming up, inflation to decline to 24.6% in April 2024. We hear a report from IC Securities. Plus, Independent Power Generators Ghana expresses commitment to engage government to finalize agreement to help restructure debt owed the group. Details coming up. My name is Daryl Kwal. Thanks for being with us this morning. Hello to our friends listening on KT Radio in Koforidua. The government has secured the blessings of the International Monetary Fund to go ahead and recapitalize the National Investment Bank. This is what Joy Business has picked up from officials of the fund working with Ghana on restructuring of the financial sector. Here's George Yafe with more.
Joy Business understands that this approval was secured when the IMF team visited Ghana earlier this month as part of the second program review. The decision on the National Investment Bank was part of a broad initiative under the IMF program, where the fund was looking at what can be done to firmly stabilize the financial sector, what measures should be taken to deal with other issues, including the second round impact of the recent financial sector cleanup on government's finances. The IMF officially wanted government to take what has been described as some decisive action on the financial institution, which included an objection to recapitalize a National Investment Bank. The IMF initially wanted government to take what is being described as some decisive action on the financial institution, which included an objection to recapitalizing the bank. However, government was able to make a strong case for this financial intervention because of the role the bank plays in the economy. Joy Business understands that some support has already been advanced to the bank under this recapitalization move. However, some additional measures are being taken to ensure that this fresh level of capital support is able to put the bank on a strong footing whilst working to deal with some underlying issues facing the financial institution.
George, I'll fill with that report. Now, the Independent Power Generators Ghana says they are ready to engage government to finalize a deal in settling outstanding debts. The comments follows the sessions by the Finance Minister, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, that significant progress has been made on the terms for restructuring debt owed the power producers. Here's Chief Executive Officer, Dr. Elik Plim Kwabla Apetogbo.
On our side, we are ready. Once government can honor its obligations or what we have agreed, we are willing to sign and move on. Definitely, it's going to support our operations. And most importantly, you know, we have always indicated that our fundings are borrowed funds that must be repaid to the lenders. So once those monies are released, we will have to make repayment to our lenders and suppliers as well.
You heard Chief Executive Officer of the Independent Power Generators Ghana, Dr. Elikwim Kwabla Akwethobo. Now, government says it is expecting some positive reactions from rating agencies in the coming weeks after it made significant progress on securing an agreement with bilateral creditors over debt restructuring, as well as with commercial creditors. The international ratings agencies recently cut Ghana's credit worthiness to junk status after the country announced a debt suspension and proposed debt restructuring. Speaking at a press conference in Washington, D.C., the finance minister, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, said these actions should influence the agency's verdict on the country.
The rating agencies are independent of us, but they do engage us. We talk to each other on policy issues. They also get data from us anytime they are going to review our economy. And during these spring meetings, I think we had engagement with one of them, Moody's. So there's transparency between us and them as far as the data they need from us. And then also the independence of the rating agencies to pronounce on our economy. And so we'll continue to engage them and to provide them with the information that they need for the purpose of reviewing and rating our economy. And so we expect that, given the progress we have made on the performance of the economy, we expect that the outlook through the rating will be positive for Ghana.
You had the Finance Minister, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam. Meantime, economist Courage Buti is of the view that delays witnessed in restructuring Ghana's debt with commercial bondholders should have been anticipated. He argues that commercial creditors are difficult to negotiate debt restructuring with, unlike bilateral creditors. Speaking to Joy Business, Mr. Buti said even though the deal may have delayed, the positive signals being received on the signing of an MOU with bilateral creditors would be a good step.
Remember, the Eurobond is where the meat is, 13 billion in total. This one that is getting to a close is about 5.4 billion. So the chunk of it is in the Eurobond, and it will take time. Investors, and these are commercial creditors who are profit-oriented, they would have to take time to reach a deal that first suits their investors as well and their stakeholders, and not just cede to something in the interest of Ghana, but it has to benefit all parties. And I think it will take a bit of time, but as there is that general commitment to see it through, we expect that in the coming days there will be a positive announcement to that effect.
Economist and research lead at GCB Capital, Courage Buti there. Now, the Ghana Association of Forex Bureaus is warning that election year spending will have an adverse impact on the Ghana cedi. The association says it does not see the local currency appreciating against the dollar and other major foreign currencies. Vice President of the association, Dr. Alex Akwabli, is therefore calling for proper measures to prevent the free fall of the cedi. He spoke to Joy Business.
What we must do right is to change our focus. I believe that when you want to predict the future, you must create it. And in the creation, you must try to, you know, solve some of these challenges. Okay. Otherwise, it will be, you see ourselves in a vicious cycle. Because those are the influences. Those are the things that influencing, you know, the depreciation of the cedi. Unless something dramatically happens, I tell you, I don't know what data they are using, you know, to predict that. But from my perspective, I'm afraid to say that I can see more depreciation coming.
You heard Dr. Alex Akwabli, who is Vice President of the Ghana Association of Forex Bureaus, on the currency market this morning. The dollar going for 13 cedis 75 pesos, that's on the retail market. The pound, 16 cedis 88 pesos. The euro going for 14 cedis 43 pesos. Now, turning to other news we are following for you this morning, inflation is expected to decline to 24.6% year-on-year in April 2024 from a 25.8% recorded in March 2024. That's according to IC Securities. However, the month-on-month inflation will increase to 1.4%. Here's a report.
IC Securities also revised its end-of-year inflation to 16.9% plus or minus 1.0 percentage points. This is against its earlier forecast of 16.1% plus or minus 1.0 percentage points. According to the research firm, its estimation suggests that the 10.6% year-to-date depreciation of the cedi could elevate Ghana's annual inflation profile by between 80 basis points and 100 basis points at the end of 2024, as the foreign exchange pressures pass through higher transport fares, utility tariffs, and imported items. In the March 2024 CPI data, transport inflation witnessed the steepest rise in its share of headline inflation, climbing from the 11th most influential item to the 8th position. Despite the slightly elevated upside risk to inflation, the spike in March 2024 was largely expected on the back of unfavorable base effect. IC Securities maintained its expectation for a generally non-linear disinflation path in 2024 and view the March upsurge as a transitory bump on the disinflation journey.
Well, on Investor Eye today, if you fall victim to a fraudulent investment scheme, always remember to be calm and do not panic. Make sure you keep all documents related to the investment safe and take pictures of all electronic transactions as evidence during investigations. Listen to Head of Technical, ICT and Digital Forensic at the Economic and Organized Crime Office, Aman Kwata.
If an individual realizes they have been duped or deceived, there are several immediate remedial measures they can take. Here are some of the steps to be considered. One, stay calm and control your emotions. It is important to remain calm and composed when you discovering that you have been duped. Losing your control can sometimes further mistakes or impulsive decisions. Two, gather evidence. Try to gather all available evidence of the deception. This includes any documents